The auto industry completely phased out mercury switches in lights and anti-lock brakes in 2002, but as many as 60 million of the devices could still be on the road today. When a car is finally scrapped and melted down at the steel mill, the mercury is released into the air. Automakers and steel plants have tentatively agreed to share the cost of a national retrieval program to remove mercury switches from vehicles before they're recycled. The Ecology Center was instrumental in brokering the deal. The center says the program could potentially reduce overall mercury pollution by 10% and keep 80 tons of mercury out of the environment. The deal is expected to be finalized within a few weeks. For the GLRC, I'm Tracy Samilton.